Praise the Lord. Okay. That's right. We had a sexual harassment story, and nothing happened, but the manager was indiscreet. He told the girl, masahin naman dyan. But the girl was young and vulnerable, and he was shocked. And so the managers came to me. They said, Alex, we have a letter that if we don't act on this, we're going to be sued. And I got angry because they did not tell me sooner. So like I said this morning, had the guy apologize to his wife. This guy's a Christian. Okay, his wife forgave him. He came to the office. We talked to the girl. The girl forgave him. He said, I confessed to my wife my indiscretion. She forgave me. So the girl forgave this manager. Then that evening, the sales director with that manager and his wife met with the mother, the sister, and the girl. And the sister, who's a lawyer, wrote me a letter. And it was really so touching. He said, I am so impressed. He said, I was very keen on suing. But the way you handled this situation, she said, impressed me that you're doing it the right way. And it ministered to them. Okay, it ministered to the sales director, who was not a Christian. And it certainly saved the marriage. There's another case where a sales manager verbally abused a salesman during a meeting. Okay, there was a sales meeting in his group, and he verbally abused a sales supervisor. Okay, and the sales supervisor was so hurt that he called the sales director, the sales VP. And the sales VP came to me with a recommendation. He said, this is what happened. The guy's name was Vic. See, Vic, he used very harsh behavior, unbecoming. And so I said, what do you recommend? And he said, I think we should suspend him. Suspension for about a week means you can't go to the office, and certainly you will not be paid for 1 week. It will be deducted from your salary. And I said, what are the downsides? And he said, he could quit because he would be embarrassed, humiliated, but I'll talk to him. So true enough, Jabo, the sales VP, talks to Vic, the sales manager who abused this lower-level person. And Vic said, I'll apologize. So in front of the VP, Vic apologizes to the person. The person forgives Vic. But since Vic is high level, we said, by the way, the guy, the sexual harassment guy, was suspended for 2 weeks. No pay. I mean, forgiveness does not excuse consequences. Okay? So for integrity's sake, even though there was forgiveness, the justice was done. Okay? So we were going to suspend Vic, and Vic said, I can't take it. I'm going to quit. And Jabo said, Vic, don't be foolish. You did this, and you know in our culture, when you do it, you apologize. And they invoke, when Alex makes a mistake, he always asks for forgiveness. You see. Because the thing with the HRVP was just one of the things. I can write a book on how to apologize because I make so many mistakes. So I chewed out a marketing director and in front of his people. And so in front of the same people, I said, look, Manny, will you forgive me? And so far, another marketing director, I did the same thing. And so what am I saying? You know, the attitude of humility and asking for forgiveness and forgiving, led by the leader, created a culture of a forgiving culture, even though the culture, we would punish people. We would met the punishment. Okay, we would implement it. But because of this attitude, the culture in that company was, if I may say so, fantastic. It was fantastic. And when people, 90% of people we hire, when there's a vacancy, first of all, it's not very hard to hire people. Because our employees are our best recruiters. 90% of the people we hire are the friends of our employees. Because they say, pare dito ka, iba rito, ang ganda rito. And that says a lot. Huh? That says a lot. Okay. Next slide, I say here, leadership becomes inspirational when it is sacrificial. Okay? You sacrifice your selfishness in the service of others. Okay? We're talking about how to become a better people manager, and we're at the section where develop the right attitudes to engender a team culture. One day, the president, the HR VP, I was not yet president, HR VP, he was an expat, he called me and he said, Alex, we're announcing this to everybody, effective next month, we are going to create a tax shield. I said, okay, explain to me. If you're making 100,000 pesos a month, for example, we will declare only 90,000 pesos. So 10,000 of your income will be shielded from tax because we will not tell the BIR that you made that money. And we are following a loophole in the system where this is allowed. But it is allowed only if you argue it robustly. If you look at it plainly, it's really not allowed. So I said, isn't that tax evasion? They said, no. In fact, in this way, we can give everyone a salary increase. You see, if my tax rate is 30%, and you declare you hide 10,000 of my income, that should have paid 30% tax, which is 3,000. In effect, you gave me a 3,000 peso increase. Are you with me? Okay. They will lower the declaration of my income so that I will gain the tax benefit, but the company did not spend one peso. So I thought it was rotten. You're going to give me an increase, but you're going to take it out of the BIR. So I said, Mike, I can't take it. He said, what do you mean? I said, do I have an option? What option are you talking about? What if I say I don't want to be shielded? Are you crazy? No, I said, I believe it's wrong. I don't want to be shielded. He said, Alex, if you're not shielded, you're not going to get an increase. I said, hey, that's your lookout. If somebody offers me a job, I might leave. But I don't want the shield. So he scratches his head, goes away. There were about, 10 Christians at that time. And I met with them. And I said, look, I'm speaking to you as a Christian brother. And this is what's going to happen. And I want you to know what I did. Because I'm the highest ranking Christian. And I said, don't be forced to do what I did. But I want you to know what I did. To a man, all of them did not take the shield. Okay? And to a man, none of us got the increase. And this situation went on for 2 years. Okay? So we didn't get any salary increases for 2 years. When the new president came, he asked us, okay, what are the issues in the company? This is 2 years later. So I was one of the first who he met with. I said, hey, we're tax evaders. He said, explain this to me. So I explained to him the tax shield. And as an American, he saw it very clearly. And he said, Alex, what do you recommend? I said, George, you have to make things right. And the only way to make things right is to gross everyone back up. That redeclare, effective next year or immediately, everyone's true income. Because that's the right thing to do. Make a long story short, he calls in the HR and finance VPs, who was no longer the same HR VP. And we were all grossed up back. Okay? And we finally got our salary increases. Okay? Retroactive lang. But I tell you folks, and I say this in humility, that personal example, okay, where I sacrificed, I told my wife, sorry, no increase. And of course she supported me.
that that personal example influenced just about, kasi chismis eh. I mean, the first time we did not get the salary increase, everyone, chismis, kalat yun eh. Kalat lahat yun eh.
So, and I realized the number of Christians in Del Monte more than doubled. It was very easy to invite people to a Bible study. Because they said, there's something wrong with these people. And what's wrong with these people is very right. And a lot of people came to the Lord as a result. So, you know, I learned that the only way, the reason why leadership is inspirational, true enough, is because it's sacrificial. I mean, the Lord wins our hearts because He died for us. I mean, duh. That is model A. Nelson Mandela, 27 years in prison, anti-apartheid activist. Sometime in prison, his heart changes. The world pressures South Africa to release Nelson Mandela. South Africa releases Nelson Mandela from prison. Nelson Mandela runs for president. Nelson Mandela wins, the first black South African to win the presidency. And all his friends are saying, okay, Nelson, here's our chance. Let's go get the white people. He said, no, we will not get the white people. If we do that, we will be like our apartheid tormentors. He forms the reconciliation, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, a forum for confession, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Can you imagine that? A forum where white South Africans admitted to atrocities and where black South Africans forgave their white South African brothers. Some, of course, some were criminalized and sent to jail, but the vast majority, there was forgiveness and reconciliation. And as a result, the debacle that the white South Africans were expecting and were fearing that would happen in South Africa did not happen. Instead, South Africa survived as a republic and is a thriving economy with all of its problems. Thanks to the forgiving heart of Nelson Mandela. And that's an amazing, to me, one of the greatest leaders in the 20th century. In contrast, Robert Mugabe of Rhodesia, now called Zimbabwe, they pillaged the white population. And Zimbabwe today is a mess. Inflation rate of something like 40,000%. I mean, Zimbabwe, former Rhodesia, is a mess. And I rest my case. You want to become an inspirational leader? Well, watch out for the sacrificial opportunities God will come your way. And don't miss it. Don't miss the inspirational opportunities. Because leadership is inspirational when it is sacrificial. Okay, next we have a chart, what motivates you and what motivates your team. Right now on that, what page is it?
18.
Okay. The motivators, there are 12 motivators. Others, if you have a motivator, something that motivates you to live and to work that is not there, you can put it under others. The motivators right now are ranked at random. What I want you to do, and I'll give you 3 minutes, is to rank them according to your preference. Okay? Rank those motivators according to your personal preference, and then we'll process. Okay? And you could answer the questions later at home, but just for now, a couple of minutes, rank those motivators according to your preferences, 1 to 12. Okay? From your most strongest motivator to your last. Okay, ready? Go. How many of you have ranked the top six? Raise your hand. Top six. Okay. I just need you to rank. Okay, give you a couple. I'll give you 1 more minute. In fact. Okay, what I want you to do is to focus on your top three, okay? Focus on your top three. And I'm going to get a sampling of your top three, okay? Okay. Noel, will you tell us your top three?
Being trusted, challenging work, and opportunity to learn.
All right. Nixon?
What colors God's calling in my life? One, being trusted. Number two, opportunity to learn.
What's number four?
Number four is loyalty from school.
All right. Sky, top three. Okay, Jury, top three.
Serve God, others, and being trusted, sense of belonging, and challenging work.
Okay, Jojo, top three.
Being trusted, sense of belonging, and recognition from
school. Okay, Lee.
Sense of belonging, interesting work, serving
God. Okay, and what's number four?
Being trusted.
Okay, Richard. Okay, all right. Michael?
Sense of belonging, being trusted, loyalty from school.
Okay, Ariel?
Being a person, loyalty from school. Recognition
from
sense of
belonging. Okay. It's interesting. None of you mentioned money. Top three. What's your top three, Mike?
Number one, being trusted. Number two, job security. Number three, money.
Money, okay. 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 Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention that the survey was requested by Gigi because they're doing the compensation survey to determine whether people are happy with their salaries or not. So, all right. That's wonderful. We can conserve the cash. The reason why I ask you is the global top three are as follows. Global top three. Okay? Number one, interesting work. Number two, satisfaction of a job well done or / recognition from superiors. Number three, sense of belonging or feeling of being in on things. Okay? Number one, interesting work. Number two, satisfaction of a job well done / recognition from superiors. Number three, sense of belonging / feeling of being in on things. Why do I share the top three with you? It's because the world, this is not the Christian world, the world does not put money number one, even the world. Okay? By the way, there's nothing wrong if money is a motivator. I mean, I think in the world, 3.1 is money. Okay? It could be very high. But the conclusion is this, and the reason why I'm sharing it with you is this. You can motivate your people, or you have the ability to motivate your people more than you think. Okay? Let me repeat. You have the ability to motivate your people more than you think. Okay? And if I was speaking to business executives, I'll tell them it's not the salary increases that you're about to offer. And of course, we are a church, and that's not our primary motivation. It's to honor God and make disciples. But just to show you what people look for, and I get the feedback here also. So you're not a bad sample. Interesting work, recognition from superiors, and sense of belonging. Can you make work interesting for your people? How do you make work interesting? To begin with, I mean, it's interesting work, inherently interesting work. I mean, participating in the salvation of souls is kind of interesting work, to say the least, okay? But if you go to the admin part of your church, the admin part of your people, how can you make interesting work? It's called job enrichment. Okay? And believe it or not, it's adding responsibility rather than subtracting responsibility. It's enriching their work to make it fulfilling. Okay? A telephone operator in Del Monte became the hub of consumer complaints. So we developed a program where when a... kasi sabi namin sa kanya, Iha, you're the first contact person of people who have something to say against the company. Because they call. Okay? And so you become the trigger point. So we developed a system where she logged the data of the caller, and when she presses the button, all departments are copied, including the department whose immediate responsibility it is. Nung araw, that's a process improvement. Nung araw, she will give it to marketing. Marketing may or may not read it right away, and when they do read it, they'll decide who department is it's supposed to go to. So they send it to that department. That department may or may not read it right away, and so forth and so on. So you've got irate consumers whose complaints are not being attended to. And so first it was a process improvement. Everyone will find out immediately all at once. Okay? And then it's common sense. The department involved should act on it immediately. But the side benefit is this telephone operator, the job became rich. It was interesting. She was involved in the core process of the company. Ganun yung interesting work. Recognition from superiors. I mean, can you do that? Easiest thing on earth. I mean, write a note, send a text, good job, nice message. I like the presentation, good PowerPoint. Wow, how much did that cost you? About 1 peso or zero. And why we don't do it enough, I don't know. Because lowest cost, high impact. Low cost, high impact. And it's the kind of thing that, like I said before, you got to watch people doing things right and compliment them for it. Okay. And finally, a sense of belonging. How do you cultivate a sense of belonging? When do people feel they don't belong? Think about your staff. Yes, Robert.
When they are not heard. When they are not heard,
yes.
Sky? Also when they're in a job and then they're not gifted.
They're not gifted in? Yes. Then. Exactly. They're not in the loop. Okay? Sense of belonging is cultivated by sense of belonging. In the loop, siya. You see. You feel you belong if you get the bulong, the official cheese max. You see? Hindi chismis. It's the official news. What's going on in the company? Okay? We planned a trip to Boracay, and, we forgot to tell Mark, my eldest son. And so 2 weeks before Boracay, we said, oh, by the way, we're going to go to Boracay 2 weeks from now. So I mean, how come nobody tells me anything anymore? And we realized because he lives outside of the house already. So out of sight, out of mind. And wow, he was not part of the bulong, you see. When I go to board meetings in Singapore, when I was in Del Monte, I could not bring all of the vice presidents. So I would bring one or two who were needed. But as soon as we come back, the first thing I do is to gather the whole executive committee and download to them the official chismax. Okay? So that everyone is in the loop. Oh, yun lang yun. So, belong. And is it hard to do a sense of belonging? Cheapest thing on earth. You could text everybody, group text. This was happening, okay. The thing was approved, the thing was not approved. It's easy. It's so easy to do. And yet, it's a top motivator of people. Top motivator of people. Values assessment. What are your core values as a person? List your top 6 core values in a single word or 2 to 3 word phrases. And what do you think are the core values of victory or every nation? List the top 6 core values of victory as you perceive them in single word or 2 to 3 word phrases. And what page is that core values exercise sheet? 19. I'll give you a couple of minutes. Will you do that for me? Then we'll process. Okay. As the manager leader, your values will impact the people you work with. It will determine the culture of your team. Okay? The reason why I juxtaposed my core values with Victory's core values is first and foremost, it is hoped that the majority of your core values are aligned with Victory core values. And I will presume that. The other element of this is, the more core values are shared with your teammates, the stronger the team and the team culture. Okay? Let me repeat. The more core values you share with your teammates, the more robust the culture of the team. So what I want to do is, in your tables, will you compare core values with one another and see how many personal core values you share? First of all, if your perception of victory core values are the same. And second of all, see how many core values, personal core values, you share with your other seatmates. Will you do that for me? You're trying to find out two things. Number one, how common is the perception of victory core values? And how many personal core values are shared among seatmates? Okay, let's go. Let's get a sampling of tables, all right? Let's get, Luther, your table. Degree of commonality in perception of victory values. Victory's values among the three of you. Is there a lot of common? Your perception
Yeah.
What are the five core values? What are the core values?
Leadership, discipleship, equipping, family. That's what we talked about.
Okay, and that's kind of common. The three of you. All right. And what about personal values?
Personal values.
How many core values did you share? The three of you.
Drinking alcohol. Just to wake everybody up, okay? Honesty.
Okay.
Yeah. Loving relationships.
Common among the three of you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except Joseph.
Among the three
of you. No, because he was not able to write.
Oh, I see.
I'm
all
just
right.
being honest.
Okay.
He missed it. He didn't write anything.
All right, all right.
So he cannot invent it now.
So you and Michael.
Michael. Sorry,
all right.
But he agrees also. Family, leadership. Somewhat similar, but we personalized it.
All right. What about Jonathan's table? Yeah, so victory core values. Victory muna.
Victory.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good. Did you even talk with one another?
Yeah, a little bit. More on the personal. Not
personal na lang. How many personal core values did you share?
Family. I think family is the only common.
Only one.
But I have, of course, world missions, make disciples, character.
Baka naman kamag-anak. What about your... sometimes they're kind of similar, so...
Yeah, family, truthfulness, service, loyalty for personal.
Okay. All right. Bernard, your table. Victory values. How common were your perception, your table?
I think we are all agreed that... evangelism, discipleship, leadership, lordship, family.
Okay, and personal?
Personal is...
how many values did you guys share?
Relationship, mine is friendships, faith, trust, with doctrine is trust. Actually, the best is Leo Morris Cultura. No, that's Lasalle. Yun lang. Because all of us use different terms.
Well,
in the personal.
Yeah, but sometimes they're kind of... Robert, your table.
Sama sa akin, Rico. Iba yung sa'yo. For the victory, core values... almost the same, everything.
Okay. What are they?
Leadership development, discipleship, family, lordship, campus ministry, world mission. And then we added, there's a new one, social responsibility.
Okay.
I think it's...
personal? Personal?
Personal, I think the common is more on relationship and family. The rest, yes, relationship and family. So... relationship and family. Okay.
Relationship leading to family. All right. Dennis.
Wala akong masabi to na.
Oh, Dennis. Dennis is stable.
Yeah, for victory values,
were common in discipleship, leadership, integrity. In individual, family, and leadership and integrity. No?
Yeah. Okay. You know, different words, but you will find a lot of similarity. But the principle I want to share with you is when a team is clear on the organization's core values, that's one thing, you will share that. And when you, the more core values you share as individuals with one another, the more cohesive the team. Okay? Yun lang yun. And we're talking about effective people management, so you must be aware of your own core values. Okay? The core values of the institution, your own core values, and as you build relationships with your people, the test, by the way, of whether your relationships are strong, if you know the core values of your people. You see. Kasi, yun ang pagkatao eh. Pag hindi mo, if you don't know the core values, then, hey, I mean, what do you know about the guy? Okay? So, as you build relationships, observe what the values are. Values, yes, sorry, Paolo.
No, just a question, maybe more to Bishop Manny, and used to be, ito yung victory fire pa nun dati pa, di ba? Yung, alam mo yung lima yung evangelism, lordship, discipleship, spiritual, family, and what was the other one? Leadership development, ano? That was very clear then, and some of those still show up in the answers today, diba? So should we even? I know we dropped that years ago, and then so when you talk about core values these days, about victory core values, it's not quite as defined. But nobody said Four East though. Exactly. So that is unclear a little bit right now.
Mike.
That's a very important question because we ourselves wrestled with that. And where's Carlos? Okay.
Nagtatago actually.
We had a few years ago when Kevin York was here, we made a shift in the core value statements. We shifted it from the five pillars which we all are familiar with. In fact, that's what I wrote. And then we made it into the Four E's, because when you think about it, all of those, I think the rationale was the process by which we make disciples reflects what we believe is important as well. So that's what we've held to for now. But personally, I still like the core values that we had before. And so
what were they, Bishop Manning?
Lordship, evangelism, discipleship, leadership, development, and family. And so, I guess that is a question that, you know, we haven't really. It's like every now and then it comes to the surface. While that statement is valid, you know, that the process is what's important, is reflects the values. But yet, to me, I just find it personally more a better handle. Because engaging is discipleship. I mean, it's evangelism. Establishing people of faith is like discipleship. In equipping, leadership development, and empowering is, leadership development as well. So it's like you can overlap those things.
Can I make a comment, Bernard Bunas?
Alex, is it right also to say that core value is something you want to live for? You believe something you want to live for. So if you say, I want to live for that, I want to live to empower, I want to live to engage, or do you want to live for family, you want to live to
leadership? Frankly, I'm disappointed. Because particularly in the disparity, in the digression of versions on victory core values. And it certainly reflects to me that you're transitioning, and you haven't landed.
Yeah. Can I respond to that? What happened was, remember, Carlos, we were with Pastor Steve and a few of the others. I don't know who else was there. There was an apostolic team discussion. In Pastor Steve's mind, the way we use values as a terminology, I know in organizations, which is really, important, you know, that our core values are what we believe and what is important to us. It seems like the one, as I said, the ones that we articulated earlier are really what is important to us, lordship, yes, and all of those. But remember, what was his line of reasoning? It's not, we're not using it in the same vein as when we say values. We're not trying to parallel it in that sense. I mean, if you want to use it, from my understanding, you can certainly still use it. But what we did was, it was for purposes of... okay, that, I guess that was where the rationale was.
You
measure what you value. So that was where he was coming from. So I guess it's a different application of values as opposed to what we understand. That's why it resonates with us, the five core values. But I'm trying to recall that conversation. It was something we could measure. Yeah, Jure.
I think the conversation started when we started looking into values-based strategic planning, because the value of lordship, family, leadership development could not help us, in a sense, make clear decisions of where the ministry should go, what we should do. And then when we started talking more about this, we realized that everything as a ministry, the decisions we make, we always consult how it will affect the four E's. How will it affect us in engaging the community? How will it affect us in establishing people? How will it affect us in equipping and empowering? So ultimately, I think there is a distinction, because we shifted to the 4E simply because this is the values we use, or we use to measure how we're doing and where we're going. That's where, and it was, the conversation in a sense was never finished.
Okay, it's very clear it was never finished. It's hard. Yes, June.
I'm the one who steward the teaching on vision and values in this ministry. So all the our younger and future leaders go through that class, which I teach. So that's right. Everybody's reaction is very valid. In fact, in my own personal values, I have every reason to justify the same words. And I, like Paulo, none of this reflects the 4 E's. But we all believe in the 4 E's. Now, just so you're aware, what is official in the every nation, every member of every nation, whether you are Life in the Sun or New Covenant Life Church, whatever you are all over the world, must adhere still to the original 5 as every nation churches. Everybody, so that is still taught, the 5, as every nation, core values. That is what glue us globally together. But what we have changed though in the 5 is we move up the lordship and replace it with spiritual family, because in the honor God, it becomes redundant to say lordship as a core value when you cannot categorize it similar to evangelism. It's way beyond that. So, ni-revise yun. Ang ni-replace natin, so andun pa rin yung evangelism, discipleship, leadership development, family, and spiritual family. So, there's, because whenever we say family, sometimes it could mean church, but it also means your natural immediate family. That's nan talaga. So those are the official as of now on the record. Okay, so that's the only tweak. The lordship is elevated. So it because this movement, our lives are all built on this foundation. It's a one word. Everybody knows it. They can speak it in their sleep. But in the advent of the strategic planning that came, they said it's hard to qualify and measure lordship. It's hard to qualify family. It's a value, but it's hard to measure. So they translate it to those 4 E's. We have to evaluate. So perhaps maybe it's a matter of tweaking or semantics, because we view every ministry in light of, do we engage culture and community? So that is basically just to give you a bit of a history. And I have to consult. I struggle because these are the things we communicate before. So I always have to come make sure what's the latest. Because I'm imparting. I don't want to make sure. I do not want to impart the old software, so.
Okay, Robert and then Rico.
Hindi lang kami na-chismak. Yun na pala yun. Hindi nasabi sa bulong. Yun na.
Okay, Rico.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, because if you're coming from the outside and they ask, you're from Victory, what are your core values? It's engage, establish, equip, and empower. They're not going to understand it right away because it's more like an internal thing for us because we can measure it. But unlike before, when people would say, okay, what are your values? Or this lordship, you know, a family. So it's easier to explain because they're more standalone. So during the time that it was removed, so it's kind of, I got a bit confused kasi naalala ko, ito yung ano natin eh. But it's more like we put the process to be the same as the value, but it's not going to be standalone when we start explaining it to people who are outside.
Bernard?
Just a question. Is it also because since making disciples is our, the very mission that we do, is it that we have made the discipleship clear in the values, but maybe at some point the leadership and the family are still in wait to be defined as well? Because at some point the discipleship was clear. For the past 4 years, it was very clear that it's discipleship because of the four E's. But at some point, when people finish the four E's, they ask now, what do you do with the family? And how do you know build the leadership?
I'll give you feedback, and I have the luxury of being third party here. Okay. Yeah. I think some.
Before you make a comment, just one last thing. Yeah. Yung ginawa pa nila, nayanig din kami talaga lahat. Kasi that was the time they said, in the advent of the strategic planning, na lahat ngayon ng local church, or lahat ng mga churches ngayon per country are free to develop their own core values. Whereas before, we have just one core value all over the world. Kaya medyo napacify lang ako nung na-retain pa rin yung five core values in the level of every nation. So okay, I'm happy with that. And then our core values in the Philippines are the four E's. Yeah. So maybe as a third party, I wanted to see what your comment, curious.
In fact, I'm kind of surprised, okay? Because from an outsider, the four E's are strategies. They're not values, okay? To accomplish the mission and vision, okay? Honor God, make disciples, okay? Disciples discipling other disciples in every campus, in every nation, our generation. Okay? How? Four E's.
Yeah.
See, that's a strategy. Now, you value the strategy. It's a core strategy. But strategy is different from values. Kanya nga, when you talk about core values as the four E's, where's the family? Correct. And you're lost. Because core values are over arcs right at the mission level. Okay? Our mission as an organization is this. Our guiding principles or core values are this. This is our vision and this is our strategy. Yun malinis yun. When you confuse, kasi the four E's, from a very plain understanding of the text, is strategy, not values. Okay, what you're saying is, we value this strategy. We will not change this strategy for a long time. And when we decide to do something, we will. This is the one screen. The first screen are the core values. If we will do that, is it consistent with our core values? If it passes that screen, the second screen will be, is it consistent with our core strategy? Now, what happened to you, I think, is because you value that strategy so much, you confuse it as being your core values. Cannot be. Because to me, it's a core strategy. I don't think, Pastor June is saying it never changes. It's still the five pillars. And Manny is saying the same thing. See? But you see, so the original guys are very clear, are kind of clear, but then you also got confused with the four E's. You see, the strategic planning exercise elevated strategy higher than it ought to be. And there's nothing wrong with if strategy is under mission and vision. Nothing wrong with it because the purpose of the organization is this. And this is what we're targeting. This is the direction. Okay, mission and core values is one. Then vision. And then strategy. That's how it's done. And all you're saying is you have enshrined those strategies as for the foreseeable future, this is how we will pursue our mission. Paolo.
I guess the concern was, like the Carlos, when was the strategy? When was the meeting? 8. So that's four years ago. Since 4 years ago, we're now about 57,000. 4 years ago, we were about 30. So there's 20,000 people who hasn't heard that, of the core values. So for us, we read it on Victory Fire. We've read it before. So that was a long time ago. We know it because we've been here a while. But the other 30,000, I know. Sobra. Anyway. No,
but you know, Paolo, just this. If this is the core leadership group, even this group, those five do not emerge. Because a third of this group says it's the four E's. Plus family. You see, how can I value the four E's? Where's my family there? So they add the family. So, but four E's is a strategy. It's not a value. Very important. Yes, Michael.
Well, from the fire.
The original.
So, yeah, no, balik na natin. Yun lang ang sagot yun. What is your reaction then to what you value, you measure? I mean, since family lordship is not really measurable.
You know, it's the you don't measure what you value. Okay, what you value, yeah. You live for. It's either. It's within the value or not. Okay? You measure objectives. Okay? You measure objectives. Okay? You don't measure value. Value is structural. It is or is not. Okay? And there's no measurement because it's either is or is not. You either value it or you don't. There is no, we believe in family 88%. Hindi. 100 lahat, yeah. Meaning, in the pursuit of your mission, in the conduct of the four E's, you will not sacrifice family. In the conduct of the four E's, you will not sacrifice lordship. In the conduct of the four E's, you will not, whatever those five pillars are. Ganun yun. Core values overarch vision. Core values are higher than vision. It's right there with mission. Core values is right there with mission. This is the purpose of our organization, and this is what we value. We will conduct our business according to these values. Okay? Those values are the first screen. There's no such thing as 88% pass. It's either 100% pass or not. It's pass-fail. Once it passes, you then see if it's consistent with the strategy. And then you modify it to make it consistent with the strategy. So it's a yes-no answer on core values. You don't measure it. It's pass-fail. Yes, no. It's a must.
Yeah. I think what we can do, because if there's still, as I said, at our level, there were reactions, then maybe we can go back and, again, with the apostolic team and just bring this issue and say, okay, it seems like there is, I don't know if confusion is the right terminology, but maybe a sense of not clear. A lack of clarity in the minds of others in articulating that. And certainly we can bring it. And anyway, several of them are here. And then let's just come to that, come to an agreement and saying, okay, should we just articulate that again? Because since June pointed out that it is still in our Every Nation mission. And I think given that, we can still use it as a... Because we're all part of every nation, then it never really lost its place of importance to us. But maybe what's been lost is the articulation of it. Like Paolo was saying, if we have so many thousands of new people, then it is a matter of importance that we articulate it, because that is what we. I think the issue of values-based strategic planning came in. I realize there are many approaches to strategic planning, and at that point we saw the merits of what Kevin was saying, but there are many approaches, and it seems like more people are familiar with the understanding of core values as a, you know, what is the underlying important measures of what's important rather to the organization. So I think if, anyway, we can take it. I mean, we can go on with this discussion, but we'll just bring it up and then let's see what, hopefully there'll be clarity. I was hoping if Carlos can, the reason I'm asking Carlos is because Carlos being our communications director, he has a lot of, he remembers the discussion, so he's our recording machine in that sense.
Robert, front of communication. 15 seconds. Oh, maybe we take a break and... Oh, last question?
9 seconds.
I got 9 seconds. So anyway, I think it's more in the articulation that was missing. I think when we were very sure about the leadership development, it was really up front. Now, front and center. Because of that, now we're kind of like putting it back now. It's because we've lost that communication to our people, I think, in a sense.